This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Radio Boy by Christian O'Connell. Read by Christian O'Connell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Fired. You're fired! I stared at the man sitting opposite me, the programme controller of St. Kevin's Hospital Radio, Barry Dingle, or Bazza, as he insisted we call him. No one ever did. What? I said. But I haven't done anything wrong. I know that, Spike, but you can't work here anymore. I'm sorry. What kind of man sacks an 11-year-old boy from his dream job? A monster, that's who. Why? I spluttered. Late on the bus home, when I replayed this moment in my mind, as I will do for the rest of my days, there were many things I'd wish I'd said to the bald-headed man ruining my life, such as, 1, you're a monster, 2, technically you can't actually fire me as I'm a volunteer, 3, my mum said you live in your mum's basement, who's the bigger loser here, 4, have you got any tissues, so I think I'm going to cry. But I didn't say any of that. Annoyingly, my face was letting me down. My bottom lip had started to wobble, and my eyes flooded with tears. The tears of a dreamer who just had his heart ripped out, put into a blender.